This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Election Commission recognizes Gagan Thapa-led Nepali Congress leadership. Dev faction rejects decision calling for a meeting of Central Working Committee today. Nepal Bar Association calls on government to revoke decision to withdraw Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamidhane's criminal case. Acting Chief Election Commissioner assures strict enforcement of Election Code of Conduct. Political parties raise concerns over practicality issue. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens new tariffs on countries opposed to Greenland takeover. Now, the news in detail. Three people were killed in a jeep accident in Subakalika Rural Municipality 4, Salleri, Kalikot, yesterday evening at around 6 p.m. The vehicle en route on the Seri Pantari Road went in reverse and plunged off the road, falling about 500 meters near the Tila River. The deceased included two excavator operators, 28-year-old Shankar Kathayat from Dailekh and Tikendra Sahi from Acham, and conductor Navaraj Sahi from Subakalika to Kalikot. All the deceased were involved in road construction work on the Seri Pantari Road. Police retrieved the bodies from the cliff and are preparing to take them to the district headquarters for post-mortem. The jeep driver has come into police contact and is yet to be questioned. The Election Commission has officially recognized the Nepali Congress faction led by Gagan Kumar Thapa as the legitimate party, conferring authenticity on the leadership elected through the party's second special general convention held in Kathmandu from January 11 till Thursday. A meeting of the commission yesterday decided to update the Nepali Congress's Central Working Committee in line with the convention's decision, concluding that the special general convention was legal and legitimate. With this ruling, the party's election symbol, the tree, and the four-star flag have formally been granted to the Thapa-led faction. The commission cited three main grounds for its ruling: the demand for a special general convention by more than 40% of general convention representatives, the statutory obligation to hold such conventions once demanded, and the absence of any formal objection to the call for the convention. However, the rival faction led by former party president Sher Bahadur Deoba rejected the commission's decision. Acting president of the Deoba faction, Purna Bahadur Khadka, termed the ruling unacceptable and announced plans to challenge it in court. Meanwhile, the Deoba-led faction has called for a meeting of its Central Working Committee today, calling for the presence of party office bearers, members, invited members, and the presidents of all seven provinces. A delegation of the Nepal Tamang Gedung met Prime Minister Sushila Karki to discuss community issues including cultural, socio-economic conditions and census data, and invited her to a Sonam Losar festival in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Karki emphasized that the upcoming March 5 election is the country's democratic way forward, calling for cooperation from all sections of society, vigilance at the community level, and the active participation to prevent malpractice, curb corruption, and ensure accountable leadership. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has called on all stakeholders to unite and work collectively to reduce the risks posed by earthquakes and other disasters. Speaking at a program yesterday to mark the 28th Earthquake Safety Day, the minister said the government is working to institutionalize disaster risk reduction programs and make them sustainable and result-oriented. Likewise, speaking at a different program yesterday itself to mark the day at Bhugul Park, New York, New Road, he emphasized the need for earthquake resistant infrastructure, community level preparedness, and institutionalization of disaster risk reduction efforts. Observed annually on March 2nd, Earthquake Safety Day commemorates the devastating 1934 earthquake and aims to raise awareness and involve future generations in building safe settlements. The Nepal Bar Association has criticized the government's decision to withdraw a case related to organized crime and money laundering against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane, saying it undermines the rule of law, promotes impunity and weakens public confidence in the justice system, undermining the principles of criminal justice. The association has urged the government to revoke the decision, warning that it sets a negative precedent and contradicts legal provisions, weakening public confidence in an impartial and transparent justice system. The Office of the Attorney General had decided to withdraw the case against Lamichhane on January 14. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari has said the newly issued election code of conduct is intended to support political parties by ensuring fair and competitive elections. Speaking at an interaction program with political parties on its implementation, he said the code was prepared months in advance, incorporating feedback from political parties, constitutional bodies and government agencies, and updated to reflect current needs. He also assured that the commission remains firm despite pressure or threats related to enforcement decisions. Likewise, Election Commissioner Sagun Samsher Jangabahadur Rana said financial monitoring measures have been put in place to ensure transparency and integrity in the electoral process. Representatives of major political parties welcomed the interaction but expressed concerns over the practicality and enforcement of some provisions of the Code of Conduct, calling for clearer guidelines, equal application of the Code to both large and small parties, stronger monitoring mechanisms, and careful handling of violations linked to information technology. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Ambassador of Japan to Nepal, Maeda Turu, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport as well as Minister for Forest and Environment, Madhav Prasad Solagai, yesterday. According to the Minister's Secretariat, the meeting held at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport in Singhadarbar focused on matters of mutual interest. Discussions covered Nepal-Japan bilateral relations and the 70th anniversary of diplomatic ties between the two countries and prospects for expanding future cooperation. The Embassy of Canada to Nepal, in partnership with Humber Polytechnic, organized a high-level stakeholder consultation on artificial intelligence, AI, in policy and governance. The event was part of a regional program to strengthening governance and regional cooperation supported by Canada's Indo-Pacific Engagement Initiative aimed at enhancing institutional capacity, promoting responsible technology adoption, and advancing regional cooperation in AI and cybersecurity across South Asia. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose tariffs on countries that do not support his plans regarding Greenland, a self-governing territory of Denmark. Speaking at a White House meeting, Trump cited national security concerns as the reason for his interest in the island, which is strategically located between North America and the Arctic. As reported by the BBC, the announcement has sparked opposition from the Denmark, Greenland and several European allies who have emphasized that Greenland's security should remain a matter of collective responsibility under NATO. Most Greenlanders have also expressed opposition to any attempt to purchase or seize the island. Meanwhile, Denmark and Greenland officials have held high-level talks in Washington with U.S. Vice President and Secretary of State seeking a compromise, while Denmark maintains that any military action would be unacceptable and could threaten NATO. Now the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mist and fog to prevail at few places over the Terai region today. The weather is likely to remain partly cloudy over Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashim province, while the weather is likely to remain mainly fair over the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rain or snowfall at one or two places over high hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudarpashim province today. The division has also stated that there is no significant influence of any weather systems across the country at present. And the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 3 to 5 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 16 and 18 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission recognizes Gagan Thapa-led Nepali Congress leadership. Deuwa faction rejects decision calling for meeting of Central Working Committee. Nepal Bar Association calls on government to revoke decision to withdraw Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane's criminal case. Acting Chief Election Commissioner assures strict enforcement of election code of conduct. Political parties raise concerns over practicality issue. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens new tariffs on countries opposed to Greenland takeover. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.